Lost Hope Radio.
Lost Hope Radio.
Suck a polar bear's funky ass. Suck a racehorse's cut with Heinz tomato ketchup. Suck a ducky's shitty ass. Suck a male camel's stick of hoisin sauce. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a European bison's smelly ass. Suck a woolly mammoth stick of Miracle Whip. Suck a Phil Lepper's ass of whipped cream. Suck a hyena's spermy dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick. Suck a cheetah's dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Mr. Wesley Willis, for kicking the show off tonight with Cheetah's Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to episode number 2, the Tim Murray Variety Show. I have some important news for everybody. Oh, actually, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Tim Murray Variety Show, episode number 2. Before I get started tonight, I have some very exciting news for you. The Literary Underground and Zygote of My Coffee present Nothing to Lose comes to Jacksonville, Saturday, June 22nd, 2013. Show time, all the show times are listed. There's going to be a lot of different people reading. There's supposed to be an open mic. This thing is down in Jacksonville, Illinois, June 22nd, 2013. Saturday, June 22nd, 2013. The show times are on Facebook and all that. If you want to look on the Literary Underground's website, you can find information there. It's accessible by train, plane, automobile, and all that, man. So, you know, there will be a carpool leaving from Northwest Indiana. And I'm looking for a partner to stay at the cheapest Jacksonville motel, the Starlight Motel, preferably a female partner, down there at the Starlight Motel on 1910 West Morton Avenue. So I'm taking I'm actually taking applications for that, for female roommate, Starlight. Just contact me. I'm out there in Cyberland, Facebook, Yahoo Mail, P.O. Box, however you, fax machine. However you want to get a hold of me. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to get the show started, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, I have a couple of phone calls to make, and I was wondering if you could maybe hang out with me and allow me to make my phone calls with you. Dee-da-doo, dee-da-doo, doo-doo-dee-dee. And let's see what happens. All right. Kidding me. You realize you're burning up airtime with this?
You've got 702-732
yeah.
0364 and we're not available at this time, so please leave a message. Thank you.
Yeah, Dick Contino? Hey, this is Ricky Montrose, man. I'm calling you back. I met you in Vegas a couple years ago, man, and I'm just really wanting to take you up on that offer of maybe, like, being my life coach or, you know, I'm sorry that I got your answering machine tonight, man. I'm kind of in a weird place mentally right now, man, and, well, thank you for your time, Mr. Contino. Okay, well, seems like the Contino family's not home. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, a couple very important phone calls to make that I'm sorry that I have to use my airtime to actually make these phone calls. It's very important. Let's see here. That's actually like dialing. That's my internal dialing music. That's what I hear when I dial.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line. To repeat this menu, press the pound key.
You're not going to let me do that, are you? All right, well, that number's not going to work either. This is really turning out to be a load of crap, ladies and gentlemen, because I have some very important business to attend, and nobody seems to be cooperating with me, so we're going to go DDD. D-D-da-da-da-D-D. Okay.
Thank you for choosing Denton Orlando Park. This is Dennis DeGord.
Yeah, I need to speak with your manager.
Speaking.
Oh, you're the manager?
Yes.
Listen here, are you hiring?
Are we hiring? We are taking applications right now.
You're not taking applications?
No, we are. We are taking applications.
Are?
Yes.
Can you tell me about some of the opening positions that you have besides waitress?
Are you busy
right now? I'm sorry.
No. No, right, we're not. Man. We're
all
looking
right,
for... go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I can't waitress, you know. I've got a sciatic nerve that flares up, and there's no way I can waitress.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're actually looking for experienced cooks, and we will be looking for bussers pretty soon.
Oh, bussers. I don't have much, you know, like, familiarity with the kitchen and cooking and stuff like that. I'm more of on the eating end of food. You know, is there anything that you need, like, you know, like, helping with new menus or, you know, like, sampling new dishes as they come out or, you know, that's where I'm coming from.
Okay, no, we don't need that.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, though, man.
Oh, not a problem, sir. You have a good one.
You have a good one, too, man. Take care.
All right.
I can't find a job in this economy. So I sit on, you know, just trying to... Man tries to find work, and this is what you get. So try this again here. Oh, let's see. Actually, ladies and gentlemen out in listener land, I thank you for your patience. I really do. Thank you for your patience. And we're ready to go again.
Thank you for calling 24-Hour Fitness Member Services.
Yeah.
We are currently closed. If you're
you
calling and make a payment, update your billing information, get a usage or payment receipt, or just get answers to basic club or membership questions.
How about
please
kissing the tail end due to the fact is you aren't going to work for me, are you? All right. This is turning out to be bogus. All right. One other thing here. Okay, and we're off. burn up airtime. Answer your phone. Again, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This is ridiculous that you're even tuning into this. I'm so sorry to put you through this. You have got to be kidding me. The heck with you. Get off of my phone line. Get out of there. You caught ass. I got a dial tone on here. Now, how on earth do I correct that? You don't give me that busy signal again. This is the 21st century. There should be no reason why you should call somebody and get a freaking busy sign, a busy signal here. This is absolute ridiculousness here. All right, here, let's see.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Yeah. Gosh, come on. This is a fast-paced 21st century society.
Thank you for calling the Bell-Off Supercenter where you can save money a little better.
Yeah. This is Ricky Montrose.
Yes.
Well, I'm calling up seeing if you could help me locate a book called Dale Earnhardt's Guide to the Bible.
Okay, let me transfer you back to electronics where the books are. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to be kidding me. Oh, come on. Nobody's back there. They're not going to answer. I've been to these big, awful stores with the fluorescent lighting, man, and 14 football fields worth of merchandise. There's no workers in those places, man. There's nobody in there but cashiers.
Electronics.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Electronics,
hello?
May I help you? Hello?
Yeah, they transferred me back to you because I was looking for a book and they said you could help me.
Oh, no, we don't have books in electronics, but what is the name of the book?
The book is Dale Earnhardt's Guide to the Bible.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can glance through there and see it. It's in another department, so hold on.
Yeah. Like I was saying, though, I mean, there are no workers in a building like this. I've been under the fluorescent lighting. I've seen the rows upon rows of, well, hello, of apparel. I've seen the ginormous, those food department that makes you homicidal, you know, makes you crazy in your mind. When you see everybody with their carts and all the food and stuff like that, you don't even want to buy any of it, and you just get crazy. I don't know if it's like the, I think it's some type of situation. It's like the, you know, like some type of radiation from the multitude of fluorescent lighting that I think messes with the magnetic, natural occurring magnetic brain waves, you know, electrical impulses in your mind. And when you get inside of a place like this, and that all that radiation's coming down from that fluorescent lighting, it's like, you know, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to put my head through a wall, or I'm going to put my head through a shopping cart. I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm not going to be able to make it. I don't know who I am half the time. You have got to be kidding me that I'm on hold.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
We don't have it. Hello?
Yes.
We don't have it.
Oh, man. Have you ever even heard of the book?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Could you recommend a book like that? Because the thing is, here's the thing. My grandmother was Macedonian, so I know, like, a whole lot about breakfast foods and things like that. But I was, you know, I was in this therapy session, and the gentleman told me that if I got Dale Earnhardt's Guide to the Bible, that somehow, you know, it would open up like an epiphany in my mind, you know?
No, we don't have it.
All right, well, I do thank you for your help, ma'am.
Okay.
Good night now. All right, well, that was a bust, and I don't get down and out. out there in listener land, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I'm sorry, but I had these, you know, I'm here. I'm doing, I have to, you know, shut up. Stop talking. All right, here, do. Dialing music, bum, bum, bum. Deet, deet, do, do. All righty, here we go.
Porter Regional Hospital, how may I help you?
Yeah, can I have the emergency department, please?
Sure, hold on.
All right, thank you.
Spring from us.
ER, Linda, may I help you?
Linda, you said your name is?
Uh-huh.
Well, Linda, here's what happened. This is Ricky Montrose calling in. I'll tell you what happened to me. I came home from work this evening, and I was out to check the mail, and somehow I swallowed a AA battery.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Am I going to pass this thing out through, like, my small intestines
well,
in the next
on.
Couple
I'm
of days?
Let you talk to, I'm going to let you talk to the nurse. Hold on.
All right, put me through, door. They have good music, I know that much.
A safe home is in your hands. Have grab bars in the tub and shower. Read the label before using products. Have working
that.
Smoke alarms and hold fire drills. Things that can fit through a toilet paper tube can cause a young child to choke. Keep coins, latex balloons, and hard, round foods such as peanuts and hard candy out of a child's reach. To find out more, log on to our website and click on the Health Resources.
Sir, I'm going to give you a phone number you need to call. It's Poison Control.
All right. Hold on. All right. Go ahead.
It's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
222.
222.
1.
1.
222.
Oh, 222.
And they have a big computer that tells you everything, and they'll know what kind of battery and what, you know, what dissolves and what the acids in the stomach will eat, and they can help you really well. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you for your help, man.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Take care. All right, they told me to call Poison Control, so I should probably do that next because this can be serious if this thing is going to digest in my small intestines. I want to kind of prevent that, so let's go. Do, do, do. D, D, D. Dot, dot, dot. Dot. There we go. You got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford Haggard.
Poison Center.
My name is Ricky Montrose, and my local emergency room told me to call you.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me. I came home from work tonight, and I was out checking the mail, and somehow I swallowed a AA battery. Now, I'm kind of concerned to the fact, is, you know, my body going to pass this thing out? You know, is it going to dissolve in there and poison me?
Did
with
you
acid?
Chew up the AA battery, sir, or you swallowed it whole?
The thing is whole. It is whole.
Uh-huh. And what zip code are you calling from?
60611.
And what state is that?
That's in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Well, if you swallowed a AA battery, at what time?
Oh, goodness gracious, about 2 hours ago. Then I ate dinner.
Yeah.
I ate dinner right after that, so.
You need to go to the emergency room, dear. You need some x-rays.
All right, thank you. But why would my emergency room tell me to call you? I mean.
Well, do you know, you're calling New York. And that's why I was asking. Yeah.
That's
so I can't answer that. But if you swallowed a AA battery.
Yeah.
You need some x-rays, dear. All right, you got to see where that battery is, okay? And you're going to have to be, you know, followed to make sure it passes.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
47.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, you need to get yourself in the hospital. Okay?
All right, will do. Thank you for your time. And
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I may have to go to the hospital on live radio. I apologize for that if I check out early. You heard the woman at Poison Control telling me to get in right away because this thing could be, you know, All right, but actually, before I go to the hospital, ladies and gentlemen, I do have a couple more phone calls that I do need to make. So, very important. DTD. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot. Here we go. Kokomo.
You've reached our voicemail system. Please leave a message.
Me.
We will return your call. However, please do not leave a message to place an order. You must be...
Oh, I don't have time for you. Do not have time for you. I have a AA battery dissolving in my digestive tract. I do not have time to be leaving any kind of messages for you. D-D-D. Na-na-nu. Ka-na-na-nu. There we go. All right. Don't mess with me.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line. To repeat this menu, press the pound key.
I press 0. Now, who on earth are you?
Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thank you. They have good music, too. Lucking out tonight.
Customer support, Jesse speaking. How may I help you?
Who on earth am I speaking to?
This is Chelsea, sir.
Hi, Chelsea. I was calling about the products.
Which products?
I like those pills with the, you know, with the penis enlargement and all that. You know, like the ones that are, you know, like the guaranteed 2 to 3 inch gain over 6 months.
Yeah, the new size XL.
Yeah, those UFI XL. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and normally the new size XL, first of all, to have a result out of it, you need to follow a 6-month treatment because the result will come stepwise. You do not have the result right as from the first bottle used.
I don't. Have you tried these things?
No, why should I?
I mean, like your husband or boyfriend or anything like that. I didn't mean.
No,
you, you know.
We don't need those stuff. So I'm sorry.
Okay. So you're like your partner and all that, like, well hung enough that he wouldn't need this kind of thing?
Well, I'm sorry, I cannot share personal experience with you. Just hold the line, I've got a second call.
Why am I put on hold? I'm trying to find out about your product, and you're putting me on hold. United States of America. I do not have time to be waiting that long for your product. I will go to Super Walmart and buy it myself. Dot, dot, dot. Dee-dee-doo. Dee-dee-doo-doo. All right. Ding-ding. Okay.
Thank you for calling Star Vista Entertainment and Time Life.
Yeah. No problem.
Thank you for calling to order the Power of Love collection from Star Vista Entertainment and Time Life.
Please have your credit card ready. And to ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded. Please stay on the line to continue. If you are ready to place your order... Sorry, I didn't get that. If you are ready to place your order today, just say order.
I'm not ready. I don't want it. I want an operator. I want somebody in customer service.
Let's just use your touchtone keypad until we're finished.
Let's kiss my tail.
If you are ready to place your order today, please press 1.
You have got to be kidding me. I cannot wait for you either. You are annoying me. I will buy my Time Life record collection somewhere else. Kiss my ass. Good night and goodbye. Do-do-do-do-do. D. All right, here we go.
Welcome to HSN.
Hello.
Please enter your phone number beginning with area code or your account number.
I don't have none of that.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
You're right, because I don't have it.
If you are a first-time caller, press 0. If you are an existing customer, please enter the phone number on your account, beginning with the area code or your account number.
I do not have time for you. Yep. Go straight to hell and do not collect $200. Do not pass go. None of that. Sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'll tell you that. Just cannot get any customer satisfaction anymore. It's all robotic. Everybody wants to put you on hold.
Poison control.
God, boy, that's the same gal. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick pee break. I'm going to play some, play a tune for you here while I collect myself and keep my corma cap. Count me out. Be back in a minute.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me. Just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. Just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome back to the Tim Murray Variety Show, number two, man. We're rocking and rolling all week long and all that. I'm trying to get to the bottom of some of this stuff. As you know, I have a very serious medical condition going on right now. It's surreptitiously speaking.
Thank you for calling McDonald's Boulevard. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, you're the manager?
Yes, I am.
Hi, this is Ricky Montrose calling back. I'm was wondering if you guys are going to be doing any hiring soon.
I talked to the day shift manager.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I talked to the day shift manager a couple of days ago, and he told me to call back. You guys needed help on the night crew?
Yeah, we're hiring for all shift, actually.
What do you mean? What sort of jobs?
We're looking for production, service, maintenance, lobby. Yeah.
What is the maintenance
late night,
entail?
Early morning, we're looking for everything.
You need everybody. What does the maintenance entail? Like unclogging toilets and all that kind of stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of work.
Have you applied online before? Or?
I have in the past, but I have some salary qualifications and things that I just, requirements that have to be met. And, I don't think McDonald's was really willing to bargain with
me. Well, we start everyone off at $8 an hour.
I was
asking for minimum
wage. Double that. I need double that.
I'm sorry?
I was asking for double that.
Oh, okay, yeah. We start everyone off at $8 an hour, and then you can work your way up.
You got to be kidding me. So you think that's probably why I got turned down the last time?
Did you actually get an interview last time?
Well, no. What I did is I was out there, and I just went through the drive-thru, and I asked to be hired, on the spot. I thought if I went through the drive-thru, well, it's part of, part of the job or whatever. Like, it would show that I know how to use it.
We only accept online applications now.
Even for your own, each individual store has its own website?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me, man. This is like mind-blowing, man. I mean, this is like taking burgers to a new level, you know what I'm saying? Because I've tried. I mean, I told them on my resume and on the the application, I said, I've tried everything on the menu at least once. There's multiple items I've tried at least a dozen times. I'm not a layman. I'm not coming in off the streets as some guy who's kind of heard of McDonald's or this or that. I'm somebody who's very well versed in your menu. I'm somebody who's very well versed in eating your menu. And that's what I didn't understand. I thought, well, I'm showing initiative and I know how to use a drive-through. It's like I know what to do. And I don't understand it. I'm asking just a little bit. Start me off as a manager then. Think about that.
We're actually not hiring managers at the moment.
You got it. Well, how long would it take? I come in as a fry cook, or I come in as the guy, the maintenance man and all this kind of stuff. How long till I become a manager? I got to wait 20 years.
It depends on performances.
What do you mean performances?
I was promoted to manager within 6 months of being hired. So it all depends on performance, how quickly you learn.
Can you give me an example of the performance? If I'm taught how to make a certain burger or something like that, and I don't screw it up during the lunch rush or something like that, then that's good performance.
Well,
is that what you're
saying? If you were to get hired, you would have all of our policies and all of our procedures, and you would have to follow all of them.
I understand.
That would be performing to our standards.
That's like attendance and all that kind of stuff, right,
mm-hmm.
all rolled into one. Do you,
mm-hmm.
by chance, I'm sorry, not to get personal with you or anything like that, but I don't know if you have any Hungarian blood in you, but my grandmother was Hungarian, and she really helped me understand breakfast foods, when I was growing up and stuff like that. So I started off at a really young age, and I was introduced to the Egg McMuffin probably at the age of 5.
Okay, yeah, we don't go into anyone's racial background.
Okay, understood.
That,
well, that's
so.
What I'm saying. I didn't want to get personal, but that's just my that's my background, and that's what I would tell you in an interview. If I came to you and said, "Hey, I'm here for the interview," you'd say, "Well, what's your experience?" I said, "Well, I started eating Egg McMuffins when I was 5. That's just
mm-hmm.
that's me. I couldn't. I would lie to you if I told you anything different.
Mhm.
All right, well, yeah, so I'll check out the website and probably shoot another application your way, and I'm hope to work alongside you one day, maybe.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, my name's Ricky Montrose, if you see my application floating around or hear about me.
Okay, I'll be sure to let the hiring manager know about that, okay?
Yeah, Ricky Montrose. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye now. All right, that was very helpful. Nice gal working out there. There, I'm just out, and I'm a guy who's got a AA battery dissolving in my lower intestines, and I'm looking for a job. That's who I am. Ladies and gentlemen, Okay.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Gotta be kidding. What is my fetish with Walmart? I already told you guys about the forest of lighting.
Thank you for calling your Valparaiso Walmart. How may I help you?
Who on earth am I speaking to?
This is the apparel department.
Oh, how did I get wired through to you? I was looking for do you know anything about Dale Earnhardt's Guide to the Bible?
No, that would probably be the book department, and that'd be electronics. But I can see if I can, yeah, because they cover books at nighttime, so.
Oh, man. Is anybody in customer service right now?
No, I think they close at 11.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Could you hold on? And what's the name of it?
Dale Earnhardt's Guide to the Bible. It's a NASCAR King James Bible related.
Okay, could you hold on just a minute and I'll run back and see.
Absolutely,
okay,
thank you.
Okay, just a second.
She said, "You're just a cool cowboy." Yes, it was. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be booking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. Isn't that just like saying yellow? Yellow, I'll be there. Yellow, yellow by morning, yellow. I don't know, man. Nicked my saddle in Houston. Broke my leg in Santa Fe. I lost a wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. And I'm looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I know that judge ain't blind. Yellow by morning, yellow on my mind. I drank this tall coffee today, man. I freaking, like, gosh, it's like 24-ounce coffee, man, with sugar and cream and all this stuff in there, man. I finished that thing, I started barking like a dog. Oh, my. I started barking at the gal down at the gas station. I felt bad, but I felt bad about it, but I couldn't friggin' resist, man. I gulped that thing down, nearly burned her tongue out of my damn mouth, and come back over to the gal, paid the $1.99 or whatever it was, and started, you know, right there in the middle of the store. I was barking at her. I felt, you know, customers looking at me. I was crazy. I said, "I'm not crazy. I'm just drinking coffee. I don't know what you guys put in this stuff." I want me to push a broom. Sweet Eileen's an Abilene. She forgot a home to move. I'm waiting too long for this book, man. Them have lost their sanity. Nipples, 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 nipples got the law looking for me.
Sir?
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. No, we don't have that.
I'm sorry to send you back out of apparel to look for that thing.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you real quick. Are you busy?
We've got people in the fitting rooms.
Oh, I'm sorry. Real quick though. I mean, if you ever see the book, it's called Dale Earnhardt's Guide to the Bible, and it's like takes NASCAR fans through a journey through the King James Bible for somebody like me who hasn't read the Bible, but I enjoy NASCARs. I was in a therapy session, and the gentleman told me, "Well, you know, we need you to read the Bible to help you through this therapy session." And I said, "Well, you know, I'm not really into reading." And he said, "Well, what are you into?" And I said, "I'm into NASCARs." He said, "I've got just the thing for you. It's called the Dale Earnhardt Guide to the Bible." So I've been looking for it everywhere. I've checked Amazon. I've checked Walmart. I can't find it. It's really going to be important to me too. So if you ever see it, you know, I do thank you for your time tonight, ma'am.
Sure. If you want to, you could also go online to Walmart.com. If we don't have it, they might have it there.
Yeah.
And if they do have it, you can order it, and it can be delivered to a store, and you can pick it up for free. There's no shipping.
Oh, that'd be a beautiful thing. All right. Well, thank you for that heads up.
Oh, sure. You
have
a nice night.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's about all the phone calls I have to make tonight. I tried everything I could. I still have a AA battery digesting in my lower extremities. I can actually feel it moving there. Feels like it just went over the appendix, ladies and gentlemen. But that's another time and another story for that. I'm probably going to sing more. You can stick around if you'd like. There's about 18 and a half minutes. I'm pretty much enjoying that. Singing George Strait and telling stories, I think, the last time I checked. I didn't notice today that I'm probably in a city, a smallish, you know, smallish American Midwestern city I live in, of approximately 30,000 people, I would say. I was doing some mathematical equations today, and I discovered that I'm probably, possibly, the 14,000th strongest man in this city. You know, I mean, to most people that would like swell your head. You get to the point, you're like, well, I'm about half, you know, I could beat up like half the people in this town. You know, I kind of walk with, you know, broader shoulders and kind of saunter down, you know, downtown and stuff like that and give mad dog looks at people and stuff like that, you know, but it didn't go to my head at all. You know, I'm willing to live with the fact that I can pretty much kick half the people in this town's ass, you know. I don't, you know, that's not something I'm willing to let change the way I operate, or, you know, way I deal with my fellow townsfolk or anything like that. You know, so I just want to share that with you real quick, because, you know, some people, that, you know, that'd fuck them up for a lifetime. They'd go around beating people up all the time. Yeah, not me.
Okay. This is the place I nearly love to be. Oh, my ex is leaving Texas.
Oh, boy. Wow. That was so attractive.
He's such a hunk on that radio. I just can't get over how much he...
Well,
I just can't get over him. He's a hunk.
Let's sing something here. What do we got here?
I remember that old techno river. I learned to a man on home, peace of mind.
Johnny Cougar, man. I'll play some John Cougar tonight. Why don't some of you buttholes try calling in anyhow? I mean, my wonderful listeners who I love so much and couldn't do the show without.
Bad blue lap hummer, gonna lay long, bad long, meow. Cram long, foot and paw, clapper in the mall. 400 in papers, that piece be my calm. Saddle up by my shiny bib, my cramp on him, slam. Summer time, I talk to pimp, I can't on me my lamb. Lean on Zipro, run on a plan, on the spray, better low show. A clam made me clown. Smile, I'm some smarty, it's money for an ill. Clam on a clam boat, clam on a clown. Clam on a clam boat, clam on a clown. curling up the pain alone. Couldn't buy and see the plants and bring a Carl McClain pork roll. Come an old Slim Pippin up and an awful all slam. We jump Chief Marshall, snope down the flame. And calmly jump out old Charles, so don't make it rain. If I want to, I'll clamp it on your pony night. He's a paddling pam. Sometimes I hear him to swim and take me to the plan of slam. I'm taking my man's slimity. Him walking pleasing plows on. Blood on the play floor, blood on the plow. Blood on the play floor, blood on the clow. Meow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. This is the, this is, you know, these types of things happen when you don't call in and talk to me, man. I did what I have to do. I host this show. I made my phone calls. I did everything I'm supposed to do. And you're going to get, you know, 14 minutes of karaoke Tim Murray, you know? You can't, you know, you don't want to hang out with me? To heck with you. I'll sing for 14 damn minutes. I don't care. Here. I'm 14,000 strongest man in this town. I'll kick your damn ass. Vanity in the courthouse on 97 family. We're all near him from. We find my grandpa, my nibble and my name. Sometimes I feel like climb. Last year growing away. Run on the scarecrow. Man on a plow, he slammed Felicia. He slammed me plam. Some of them so slimy, they so belly full of mouth. Club on a plow, lean on a plain floor, put on a plow. I live on a clout, sir, it's a pound. The only old man from here, baby. Here, baby, is any plum. And Lambo's in, south end, do it. Yeah, caller, you're on the radio show.
Ricky, is that you?
Ricky?
Ricky, yes.
Yeah, this is Ricky Montrose.
Okay, I just looked up battery ingestion symptoms for you. Do you need me to read them off to see if, you
yeah,
know how dangerous it is for you, or?
Could you help me? I'm actually sitting on the toilet right now, so yeah, if you could just read those for me.
Okay, battery ingestion may not be obvious or symptomatic until harmful conditions develop. Thus, medical history and X-ray findings become exceedingly important for diagnosis.
You're reading way too fast for my mind, man. I'm like, I'm still on. Do you want me to read the symptoms to you?
Okay.
I'm still registering that.
I apologize.
Yeah.
The person who has swallowed a battery may have one or more symptoms.
Yeah.
Vomiting. Retching or gagging.
I've been doing that for the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
It shows one big retch and gag. Anyhow.
Okay, abdominal pain?
Got it.
Okay, do you have a low-grade fever?
Yeah, I do. My temperature's 94.7.
Oh, okay, that's not quite what they mean, but okay. Are you irritable?
Yes, very.
Are you having persistent drooling?
Yeah, but that was long years before the battery got swallowed. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. Are you having any difficulty breathing? I mean, did the battery? Well, you said the battery passed, right?
Yeah, Pat. Oh, it's down. It's down there somewhere. I can feel it, but down by my appendix or something.
Okay. Do you have a rash? Maybe you have a metal allergy or something, or?
Yeah, I've got a rash here. It started on my waist about a week ago, and it's weird. It's like flaky, weird, and I itched it, and now it's all over my hands as well. And I had rubbed my hair. You know, I didn't think to wash my hands, and I'm covered from head to toe in this weird red flaky rash that I believe is psoriasis. I don't know for sure. I don't know what it is,
But that was my self-diagnosis.
Well, now, but you just swallowed the battery, so that wouldn't be part of this.
Oh, okay, anyhow.
The battery wouldn't be causing your rash.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, dark or bloody stools?
I haven't passed anything yet today. I have not moved my bowels, and I was hoping that maybe the battery would fall out in it. But, yeah, so I really don't know. I went poop on, let me see here, today's the 13th. I think around the 2nd or 3rd of May I last had a bowel movement. And, no, it was firm to the touch, and it was had vegetables in it. And, yeah, that's all I can say about that. No blood, no.
Okay. Okay, well, it seems that the good news is, although mercury-containing cells tend to fragment, no clinical cases of mercury poisoning have been reported.
Mm.
So you're likely not going to have mercury poisoning. So that's good.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I've lived my entire life in Northwest Indiana, and I think I'm actually immune to mercury. They put that in your baby bottle in Northwest Indiana? It's like, oh, here's Lake Michigan water. Drink mercury. You know, it's safer than Lake Michigan water. You know, I've been down that road. I don't think that would be a problem. What I was most concerned about, you know, because I've seen like a diagram, like I've never seen inside of like a real person's body, but I have seen like a diagram of a person's body, and notice like the small intestine is really squiggly, man. I mean, it gets its name for a reason. It's very small, but it's like all these twists and turns, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very concerned about the damn thing getting clogged up on one of those corners, you know, because you think about the size of a AA. I don't know how familiar you are with batteries, but AA, you know, it's not the biggest battery, but it certainly isn't the smallest either. And I was afraid of it. It doesn't turn corners, you know. I've never met a battery yet. I've been around batteries for, you know, 35 years or so, and I've never met one that turned corners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was worried about, you know, getting hung up, and I called a gal. You may have heard, you know, I called the gal at the ER department. She, you know, kind of pushed me off to this poison control center in New York, you know. And I was thinking, well, why would my ER department do that to me, knowing they have a local citizen who could be in danger? And the gal in New York was like, hey, you know, I don't know, you know, whatever, you need to get to your own, you know. She was really nice, but she was couldn't understand it either, you know, because she's thinking, well, dude, you know, you could have all this acid and mercury and all this. If it's clogged up down there somewhere, you need to get in and get x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
you know, I don't seem to have any of the symptoms that you read off, but, you know, who's to say that, like, my digestive system isn't peeling the, you know, the cover off that battery as we speak right now, and, you know, it's leaking battery acid, you know. I don't know that. You don't know that, you know, unless we get an x-ray or CAT scan or something like that. So I think the lady at the Poison Control Center was right.
Well, it does say here on the Internet,
yeah,
that for the majority of cases of battery ingestion, conservative therapy is all that is needed. The battery will pass on its own.
Really?
Yeah.
What did it say? Conservative therapy?
Right. So, you know, they're not going to, like, have to cut you open or anything.
So I should have to listen to Rush Limbaugh radio tomorrow while I'm on the toilet.
Could be.
And
could be if that gets your bowels moving, sure.
Wow. Well, I was really worried there for a minute, you know. I thought, well, you know, I'm just, on, you know, innocently checking the mail, and the next thing I know, AA battery, you know. It's like, you know, who plans for shit like that, you know? I mean, you know, what do you know about knives?
Well, what specifically? Because we can look it up on the Internet.
I use the Internet at the library on Tuesday morning, so I don't, you know, I usually write some websites down. Like, I'm going to look on that Walmart.com that gal gave me for that book, and I was looking for that. And I usually go to the library for a couple hours on Tuesday mornings and use their Internet then, and I don't have it at home, but I was looking at some knives. I saw this, Home Shopping Club for knife collectors, you know, and they had some really nice knives on there and stuff like that. And I was just wanting to kind of check out their website and see if they, you know, they ship, you know, I don't know, like the shipping or what it is on knives like that. But, you know, Oh, I like knives and stuff, you know. Probably one of my favorite places I ever saw, I was traveling through Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I come across this place. They sold leather, knives, and fudge. That was probably the greatest moment of my, you know, of my young adult life up to that time. And I, you know, leathers, knife, and fudge, I thought, well, that's probably pretty much everything. Like, a, you know, I was probably 25 or 26 at the time. Well, that's probably all I need, you know. Just, I'm happy just staying right here in Pigeon Forge, you know. But I honestly, I had to come back to Indiana, and you know. But I was happy. I was like, well, I'll just die right here in the parking lot, and I'm pretty happy about this, you know. This is where I want to go. This is where I want my ashes to spread. This is where, you know, all that. And I'll get back there one day. And I thought, well, the only thing, you know, like you put a used car lot in that, in the parking lot part of the, you know, part of that parking lot, and you think about all the, it'd be beautiful, you know, like Disney, you know,
yeah,
Disneyland for kids, you know. But they had really good fudge there, and I don't know how familiar you are with fudge or not, but
I've enjoyed some fudge in my day, yes.
Do Macedonians, my grandmother was Macedonian, and she told me a lot about, you know, fudge and, you know, different, you know, different snacks and things like that. But I don't know if they're well known for their fudge.
I don't believe they're well known for fudge either. I believe our shtick is sausage. We like sausage. And
Yiddish,
and we like cocksbull. Hmm?
Who? Cocksbull?
What? I said cabbage rolls.
Oh, cabbage rolls. Oh, yeah. I was raised on cabbage rolls and coffee.
Excellent.
You know, and that type of thing. And I, you know, I think it's really cool that you have the internet. I mean, do you think there's any, do you have that Wi-Fi?
I do have Wi-Fi.
You do have that? Can I have your password?
I can give it to you off the air.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Hopefully I can pick up the signal. I mean, I'm going to get, like, you know, I'm going to get that at home and stuff like that, though. But, you know, like the library's cool, though. You just give them your library card, and it's like, well, you know, you have an hour. You know, if somebody else comes, you know, shows up, then you have an hour, and, well, you know, you got to, you know, you have to get off. You have
now,
to get off.
Do you find a lot of homeless people look at porn on there, or?
Well, that's, I didn't mean that kind of getting off. I meant, like, you have to log off.
No, I know, but. Do you see that as a thing at the library?
Oh, I do, absolutely. There's a lot of disheveled people there, and
okay.
Using it very early, and I get there at 9 a.m., and, the, you know, 20 of the terminals are already taken up with disheveled men. I don't know what, they're like on MySpace or something. I don't know, man, but, so I was thinking about getting the internet here, but I have this thing I've been carrying around for years, waiting to, you know, if I can get a computer. I have, like, it looks like a CD. Like, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with musical formats, but it's a CD, like a compact disc looking thing. And it has like 800 minutes or hours of AOL.
Uh huh.
This show's down to 90 seconds. Yeah, and once you get a computer, a personal computer, you put this CD with all these hours of internet time on it. You put it in the player of the DVD. I don't know, like you know, that CD player, the DVD player that pops out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You put this disc in there on AOL, and it'll give you 800 free, I don't know, hours, years. I don't know. It's like 800 years or something of internet.
Okay.
Like you could pass it down to the fan.
Wow.
So I've been carrying that with me for, like, gosh, 10 or 15 years. And I'm thinking one of these times I'm going to be at a yard sale and I'm going to find a PC, you know, a personal computer. I don't know how familiar you are with technology, but when I say PC, I mean personal computer. And not a lap, none of that fancy stuff. I'm talking, you know, real computers and stuff. And, so I've been saving that disk. I'm thinking, well, gosh, if I, you know, bring it home and plug it in and put this in, you get, you know, the internet for, you know, 800 years or whatever, you know, hours. I don't even know how long. And I won't have to go to the library on those, you know, any mornings with the disheveled men. And, you know.
Right.
I can do all the, everything I need from here, unless I can pick up your Wi-Fi on the computer.
Sure.
I think this show is going to go into overtime, but it's fine because I'm, you know, I'm just talking to you and stuff. And but I don't know how if I can pick up your Wi-Fi on my computer once I get one.
Mhm.
So I don't know how that works.
Maybe, I think maybe if you have a, if you get a laptop computer or a tablet, maybe. I don't know if it'll work with a PC unless you're going to carry a PC around.
Well, I'm willing to do that. I mean, I have like a, you know, I have a backpack and all that, so I can put it on a dolly. If it, you know, they're not that
sure.
heavy, really. I mean, you think about like a backpack is fine and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know, like you put, like when you do the Wi-Fi and you get like a laptop, a tablet and all that, you
mm-hmm.
you just put the Wi-Fi, you know, you just type that in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what, when you get the computer, yeah, you should be able to connect, or it'll have a way for you to connect.
Connect to the internet?
Yeah, connect to the Wi-Fi.
So if I went and bought a laptop and I opened it up and I charged it and I turned it on and all that kind of stuff, and it would say Wi-Fi.
Well, you'd have to go digging around in it, but yes, you can find a way to get the connection.
It would
Most
say connection
Wi-Fi.
Laptop,
Somewhat
all
like
laptops
that.
have Wi-Fi on them?
I would imagine the newer ones would, sure. I don't know about older ones. But I think newer ones could.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you have a laptop?
I sure do.
And you just click on Wi-Fi? Like, it'll say connections, and you'll click on Wi-Fi?
Well, mine, all you have to do is turn on, there's like a little button here,
mm-hmm.
like on the bottom of it, and you just put
yeah.
it on, and that turns on the Wi-Fi. And then it will pick up it'll pick it up.
But do you have a router in your house?
Yes, I do have a router.
You have a Wi-Fi router in your house?
I do, yes.
So it's a secured connection? I mean, I would need your password to access
yep.
it.
Yep. Mhm.
And so you just take your laptop computer wherever you go, and you when you get there, you just turn that little switch on and you can pick up a Wi-Fi, say, at McDonald's or, you know, the library or work or wherever you're at, you know.
Sure can.
And you just use their password when you get there?
Mm-hmm.
What does the switch look like?
It's just a little black switch.
Uh-huh.
It's a vertical switch.
Yeah.
And it'll say off-on. And then when it's on, you have a little, like, satellite thingy that lights up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a laptop, so I don't really. Do you know anybody who has an old PC?
I had one, but I gave it to a friend to fix, and he never gave it back to me. Or let
you
have it certain.
Did you have really good porn on there or something? You didn't want to bring it back?
I don't think I did. I don't normally keep the porn on my hard drive.
Oh, I see. Do you have like a different DVD collection or?
No.
No,
the internet has free porn all over the place.
Oh, you just visit like websites and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like really like I mean. I don't know if you're busy or something like that. I'm sorry if I'm taking up your evening or whatever, but I'm just saying that I was at the library and I was, you know, there in my regular Tuesday morning, 9 a.m., you know, they know me. They know when I come in. They just, you know, here he is for the internet. You know, I'm with that crowd. And I was, you know, I don't know how you would say it. I was pursuing some of my fetishes, you know, one morning there rather vigorously. And, you know, I found a lot of the sites that things that I'm really interested in, you know, a lot of them want credit cards and things like that. And I'm thinking, well, I don't have a credit card, you know. It's like everybody's always saying, oh, porn on the internet. But I'm thinking, well, you know, everybody wants my money. And I do this stuff that I, you know, I just don't have it.
Right. But there are plenty of free sites out there.
Do you know any of them?
Sure.
Like, do you know any of them that's all, like, all men on each other? Like, things that's, like, really high, you know, it's somewhere where, you know, I'm just kind of, like, feeling out the waters, you know, sort of. I don't want to see any females, you know?
I'm sorry, I got distracted for a second. You're not just interested in females, you'd like to see males? Do they, because the sites that I've seen, they have sections, they have all of it.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to, like, go up to any of them and see any females at all. It's like, are there any of them that are just, like, all males all the time and there's, like, nothing except for, like, maybe toys or something? But, you know, like, no female at all. Like I log in there, I want to be guaranteed, like, there's not going to be no tits. There's going to be no, you know, none of that, you know. I just want a website where I can go. I don't have to search for it, you know. I go on there and it's male, you know, it's men.
Well, that I don't know that off the top of my head. If you need me to look it up for you, I can.
Well, I just thought off that you said there were websites out there that you knew of. Where do you get free porn? I mean,
well, you can go to like Tube 8 or Pornhub. Those are two really big ones.
What's Tube Inc.?
Tube 8.
Tube 8?
TubeNumber8.com.
What do they have on there?
They have all kinds of porn, at least legal porn.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing animals or, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, really. I'm looking for the legal stuff, and I'm looking for, like, you know, like, like, what are your fetishes? Why do people always laugh when I ask people that all the time? I ask the lady at the reference desk at the library. I ask the guy next to me at the computer. I ask, you know, my aunt or somebody, and they're always like, you know, they get really, you know, they like freak out or something, you know?
I guess I kind of wasn't expecting you to ask what my fetishes are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I don't mean to really
trample
on your personal life or anything. You know, it's just, you know, I kind of shared mine with you, and I thought that, you know, maybe I'll show you mine if you show me yours, you know, fetishes. Let's see where we're at with that, you know.
Indeed, and I appreciate you sharing with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, well,
I think
that's
that would be a very brave thing to do.
Well, thanks, you know. And, you know, I swallowed that battery like 6 hours ago, so I don't, you know, I'm still here. I ate supper. I had Salisbury steak afterwards, and I'm fine, you know. It's like I'm here, you know. Clock's still ticking, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get help, but I really do appreciate you calling in and helping me. I'm trying to at least offering help because it's more than I got at my local emergency room, you know, things like that.
Well, I'm glad I can help out.
Yeah, I'm here, you know, Monday nights and stuff. If you know, I'm here like at, I don't know, 10:30 or something like that. I mean, feel free to call in. I mean, if I got, you know, you're fun to talk to. You seem pretty cool. I don't know who you are or where you're from or any of that, but you helped me with computers and you talked to me about ingesting batteries. And, that's something that I'm going to, you know, I'll put 2 stars next to you, your number, you know. It's like, there's my friend,
well,
you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Feel free yeah, man, I'm sorry to cut you off. You know, go ahead. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I'm calling if you need help, man.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, if you're out there listening, I do appreciate the listeners and stuff like that. But if you're out there, man, you can swing by, man. Stop by, dude. I'll put you right on.
Okay.
All right, bro.
Fantastic.
All right, man.
All right. We done?
Thanks for calling in, dog.
Sure, man. Talk to you later.
Later, dude.
Bye.
Bye. Now, see, my listeners are very nice people, man. I've gone through some things here, and I couldn't get any help from the local emergency rooms or any of that kind of stuff. So it was really nice to, you know, to get some help tonight. And, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate you especially. Until next Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, same time, same all that other stuff, 10:30 p.m., Tim Murray Variety Show. Thank you for listening. Good night and goodbye.